This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Well, the search took more than a year, but the Museum of Fine Arts Boston has hired a new director. His name is Matthew Teitelbaum, and he hails from Toronto. He succeeds Malcolm Rogers, who's been leading the MFA for two decades. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
59-year-old Matthew Teitelbaum, a seasoned art world veteran, currently directs the Art Gallery of Ontario. MFA Board of Trustees Chair Lisbeth Tarlow also co-led the 13-person search committee and says the vote on Teitelbaum was unanimous.
He's intellectual, he's smart, he's passionate about art, and he is also extremely people-oriented.
Teitelbaum has been directing the Art Gallery of Ontario since 1998, and Tarlow says he transformed that institution. He oversaw a $300 million building expansion designed by Toronto-born architect Frank Gehry, added about 60,000 new works to the museum's permanent collection, and ushered in a string of hit exhibitions showcasing everyone from Pablo Picasso to King Tut. But dig a little deeper, and Tarlow says you'll actually find art in Teitelbaum's DNA.
Everything from that spectacular Gehry building and the way he diversified the audiences and brought in programming. And it probably was a little bit of a reflection of being a son of an artist.
It's true. I did grow up with art all around me, and I used to come home from school and there would be paintings leaning up against the wall, and he was just part of life.
That's Matthew Teitelbaum. His father was a provocative contemporary artist who, in the 1980s, picketed outside the Toronto Museum, where his son would ultimately become director.
My father had many points of view about notions of authority and institutions and concepts of power, and his protest against the Art Gallery of Ontario for not representing the lives of artists and the work of artists was deeply felt, and he felt that the artist's voice was often silent.
Teitelbaum has worked to put his father's views into action at the Art Gallery of Toronto. He and the staff have advocated to help raise the status of Canadian artists in their own country.
I do think we, as institutions, exist in the service of audiences, but also in the service of artists.
Teitelbaum also thinks museums are obligated to play a bigger role in their communities. He's got a long list of ideas for the MFA and recently spoke with outgoing director Malcolm Rogers about following in his footsteps.
I said to him, I will stand on your shoulders and I admire extraordinarily what's been achieved and we'll just go maybe a bit further. And I certainly think that Malcolm's spirit's going to be around for a long time.
Malcolm Rogers says the museum is in good hands with Teitelbaum.
Well, he has a passionate commitment to art, to contemporary art, to the social roles that museums can play in society. And he has all the background as a wonderful administrator. So what more can you want?
Rogers does point to the differences between the Canadian Art Museum that Teitelbaum's leaving and the MFA, where raising money is a huge part of the job.
A museum that's fundamentally privately funded as opposed to supported from public sources. So it's a different climate.
When asked if he'll stick around to help Teitelbaum transition this summer, Rogers says,
if you'd like, you know, to talk or needs advice, I'm there as a resource. I wouldn't use the phrase stick around.
Malcolm Rogers' last day at the MFA is July 31st. Matthew Teitelbaum starts his job as the 11th director in the MFA's history on August 3rd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.